I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Things will change, so if you're not adopting the change and adapting to the change, times are going to pass you by, even when what you were doing was perfect a year ago, 3 years ago, 3 weeks ago, 10 minutes ago.
Stay all day, .com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your Mental Workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. Congrats on tuning into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive at the scheduled date and time. And on top of all this, a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, we get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. Today's topic is tension relieving versus goal achieving. We talked about habits yesterday, developing and examining the habits that you already have, examining the habits you have and developing the habits that you want. And today we're talking about the actions that you're taking that are centered around those habits. Are you taking actions that are tension relieving actions, or are you taking goal achieving actions? I heard this from this guy named Gary Becker. He's a Nobel Prize winning economist. And what Gary said is that the bottom 80% of income earners in the United States of America, on average, increase their incomes by about 3% per year. And the thing is, 3% per year increase is about almost equal to the rate of inflation. In other words, the people in the bottom 80% of income earners, according to Gary Becker, their income is increasing at the same pace of inflation, which basically means their quality of life and the way they live is pretty much going to stay exactly the same, because even that increase is going up the same amount that prices are going up. So they can never improve themselves. However, Gary Becker also said that the top 20%, they increase their incomes by 11% per year. Top 20% of income earners increase their income by 11% per year, which allows them to double their income every 6 to 7 years. Now, why is that and how is that? There's a reason why I'm telling you that. This is an example of, if you didn't catch it, the 80-20 rule, which is Pareto's principle that 80% of the revenues come from 20% of the products, 80% of the results come from 20% of the actions, 80% of the points are coming from 20% of the players. Why and how does this connect to today's topic of tension relieving versus goal achieving? I'll tell you. The bottom 80% of people, and we could be talking about income, we're talking about being physically fit, we're talking about in terms of intelligence, we're talking about in terms of productivity, efficiency, people who are doing things to make the world a better place. Any one of those categories, the bottom 80% of people rarely read a book or take a course or learn new skills or expand themselves in any way, shape, or form. The bottom 80% of people are sticking to the status quo. And they're not only sticking to the status quo, they are holding on with a death grip to the status quo because they're not doing anything that's going to move them, their lives, forward in any significant way. They're not learning anything new, so their mind is not expanding. Right. They're not reading any books, so they're not expanding their imagination. They're not getting any new ideas for themselves. They're not taking any courses, going to any seminars, or investing in themselves in any of those type of forms. So they're not going to get any smarter. They're not going to be able to add any skills to their skill set. So they're not bringing anything new to their job or their business or whatever it is that they do to earn money. They're not expanding themselves in any way whatsoever. And you know what the bottom 80% of people spend their time doing? Since they're not doing that, you know what they are doing? Let's say outside of any requirement that they have, like going to school or going to work, they spend their time doing tension relieving activities. What is a tension relieving activity? First of all, what's tension? Tension is a state of being stretched tight. Now, I just told you that the bottom 80% rarely expand themselves. Now, when you expand something, it stretches a little bit. If you ever blown up a balloon, you see that. When you the more air you put into the balloon, the more you're making that material, you're making it stretch. Tension means the state of being stretched. But what people in the bottom 80% do is relieve their tension. So anytime they feel like they may possibly be being stretched, they do some action that relieves that feeling of stretching. They let some air out of the balloon. What does that mean? Something like watching TV. They say or at least in the 90s, they said the average American watched 8 hours of TV per day. I'm not sure we do that anymore, but we can substitute out TV with YouTube videos and Netflix and what are other things, Hulu and wherever else you can watch television these days, or our phones. I'm talking about if you're watching something that's not actually helping you expand in any way, it's not making you smarter, it's not adding to your skill set, it's not going to help you become a more valuable individual, it's not an investment that you're making in yourself. You're watching something for entertainment purposes, TV. So it doesn't have to be the actual television. Going to the club, going to a bar, go to have a drink. What these people are doing is falling behind unknowingly. And I'm not saying, let me be clear, I'm not saying that doing any of those things is categorically wrong. I mean, the NBA playoffs are going on. I'm going to watch the NBA playoffs. That's TV. Even though I'm not watching it on actual television, I watch it on a tablet or watch it on my laptop or on my phone if I have to. That's TV. I'll have a drink if I go to somebody's wedding. I don't really go to bars or clubs, but I know there are people who do, who are successful people. They're smart people. They're wise. They know things I don't know. They may have some habits that I need to develop, referring back to yesterday's episode. I'm not saying that doing any of these things automatically means something's wrong with you or that you're being a loser or that means you're automatically in the bottom 80%. Definitely not. But this is what people who are in that bottom 80%, they spend the majority of their discretionary time doing. Because all of us have to sleep at some point. Average human being, let's just say that we all sleep 8 hours a day. Let's say that we work or go to school for another 8 hours. That leaves us 8 hours of discretionary time to do what we wish with that time. And that could be the time that you spend traveling to and from work, the time you spend dealing with your kids, the time you spend eating your dinner, the time you spend eating breakfast, the hour that you have for lunch. What are you doing with that time? Who are you around? What are you thinking about? The investments that you make in those times, again, we talked about investment many times here. They could be a positive investment or a negative investment. Tension relieving activities are things that keep you from stretching. You as a person, your mind, your possibilities in life, you're relieving that tension by doing things that are not going to have you stretch at all, not going to challenge you at all. You know that they're not, and that's what leads you to them. And that may just be a habit of yours that you want to get rid of. Re-listen to yesterday's episode. Point number two, today's topic is tension relieving versus goal achieving. The top 20%. Of producers, the top 20% of money makers, the top 20% of athletes, top 20% of people in your company, your industry, the top 20%, you know what they're doing? They are always expanding, improving, learning, and adapting. Expanding, meaning what? They are adding to their skill sets. They are adding to their responsibilities. They are taking on more, and in the process, forcing themselves to get better. If they weren't already better, forcing themselves to get better because they're taking on more responsibility, more things they're responsible for. They better have more skills in order to handle those responsibilities. They are always improving, making themselves better, maybe getting more efficient at their job, doing it faster, doing it. Maybe they got to do things slower. Maybe they just have to do things at a higher level of accuracy, depending on what you're doing. Improving. This top 20% is always doing is learning, listening to people who are smarter than them, reading a book, going to a seminar, asking somebody who's ahead of them, who has achieved more than them, hey, what can I do to get myself in a better space? What did you do when you were in my position to get yourself to a higher level? Adapting to change. That's a good one. People who are in that bottom 80%, the tension relieving activities, they don't adapt to change. They're still stuck doing things that may have worked 10, 15 years ago, but it's not working anymore, but they're still doing it. The people in the top 20% are always adapting to change. They see what's happening. They see what that change is. Sometimes they are the ones who are actually facilitating the change. But when they see a change that they didn't facilitate, they adapt to that change. Okay, what do I need to do differently here? We talked a couple episodes back, maybe about a month ago, about the music industry and how Napster came out and flipped the music industry upside down. The people in the music industry, in terms of the way that they thought, in terms of their creativity, they were in the bottom 80%. Who knows what they were financially, but they were in the bottom 80% in terms of the way that they thought. Therefore, when the change happened, that people started downloading music instead of just going out and buying the CDs or buying the tapes or even buying the singles, they didn't adapt. It took them a very long time to finally adapt to the change, and they lost hundreds of millions, probably billions of dollars the music industry did to piracy because they were not able to adapt to the change, because they would rather do things that relieved their tension, because change brings tension. Can we agree? When change happens, especially a change that you didn't want, a change that is changing the status quo, something that was working really well for you, a very abrupt change, change brings tension. So they would rather just relieve the tension and act like the problem wasn't there than address it and adapt to the change that was happening. But you, top 20%er, you're not going to have that problem. And understand, these things are not easy. Expanding, improving, learning, adapting, these are not easy things to do. But what they are goal-achieving activities. Think about a goal you have right now in your life, one goal that you have yet to achieve. For you to achieve that goal, just answer this question. Do you need to expand? Do you need to improve? Are there some things that you need to learn? And are you going to have to adapt to some change in order to achieve that goal? Yes, 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 and yes. You don't even have to tell me. That's why these are goal achieving activities. If you want to achieve goals, you must do these things. And if you're doing these things, you will be achieving your goals, and you also find yourself in the top 20% of people. Before we get to the rest of the show, let me ask. You heard people talk about the zone all the time, getting into that state of flow, that state where you're not even thinking about anything. Everything just comes to you naturally and you're doing it at your highest level. We call that being in the zone. How would you like to be able to get in the zone whenever you wanted to, where you could just snap your fingers and tell yourself to get in the zone and it actually happens? How about maintaining your focus and your full highest possible level of confidence at all times so that you can be the leader that you've always envisioned yourself to be? And with all of this stuff I said, how about you can make it all stick forever, guaranteed? And if you're thinking that's all just a pipe dream or it's fantasy and it can't possibly be reality, I want to let you know that up until now it was. Until I created my course called Bulletproof Mindset. Bulletproof Mindset is a 12-module course, the only course of its kind that will help you deal with your challenges of perseverance, getting frustrated with yourself because your results are arriving too slowly, self-belief when you're underperforming, and it's not because you're not good enough because you lack confidence in yourself. What about persistence? Not sticking to your plans long enough to see the results. Maybe it's personal initiative. You're hesitant to make that first move, to pick up a phone, to make a call, to take charge of a group, to approach a person. If those have ever been a challenge for you, Bulletproof Mindset was made to handle that challenge. If you're an up-and-coming athlete, a salesperson, entrepreneur, a seasoned professional at what you do, if you're building your brand, if you're a business professional looking to grow in your position and move up in your career and in your life, if you're a student looking to deal with time management, dealing with new people, if you fall into any of those categories, Bulletproof Mindset was made for you. Again, 12-module course. You're going to get the 7 golden rules of the Bulletproof Mindset, deal with the 15 common mental errors. You'll get complete understanding of mental conditioning. You'll get my bulletproof strategies for focus, learn to communicate with power, dipping yourself in gold, which is the finishing touch on the Bulletproof Mindset, and lifetime access to all course materials. Again, this is called the Bulletproof Mindset course by yours truly, Dre All Day. Get full information and get started at DreAllDay.com/bulletproof. That's DreAllDay.com/bulletproof for the Bulletproof Mindset course. Now let's get back to the program. Point number 3, today's topic is tension relieving versus goal achieving. I heard this story about Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein at some point was a professor. I didn't even know this, but when I was reading this story, this is what I found out. Einstein was a professor, and 2 years in a row, he had the same class of students 2 straight years. Maybe he was working at a small college, I don't know, where he had to teach the same class as they advanced in their education. And 2 years in a row, listen to this, he gave the exact same test to the same students, even though it was a more advanced class the second time around. The same test to the same students, even though they had matriculated to a higher level class. Now, that doesn't make any sense, does it? Now, Albert Einstein's teaching assistant noticed this, and to Albert Einstein's assistant, it didn't make sense to him either. So he asked Albert Einstein, excuse me, Professor Einstein, why did you give this same test last year, this test that you're giving right now? And Einstein said, yes, I did. And the professor's assistant said, well, why would you give the same test 2 years in a row? And Albert Einstein told him, because the answers changed. In other words, if you know who Albert Einstein is, he was a scientist. And if you know anything about science, and I don't know a lot about science, but one thing I know about science is that the answers that we believed to be true 20 years ago are not necessarily true anymore today. The things that we believed to be true last week may not necessarily be true next week. The answers are changing. Therefore, if you are not making improvements to yourself daily, making improvements to yourself continuously, if you're not expanding, improving, learning, and adapting, you're going to give the same answers to the test today that you would have gave last year. It's not going to work. See, in 1995, a music executive would have said, okay, we got this artist who's really hot right now. Let's put out a CD and sell a whole bunch of records and make a whole bunch of money. But in 2005, if that same music executive did the exact same thing, well, the answers changed. We can't just put out a CD and make a whole lot of money. We can put the CD out. We're going to make some money, but we're not going to make a whole lot, because a lot of people that would have bought the CD in 95, even though they're still listening, even though they still want the music, they're not going to go out and buy a CD. So we got to do something different. The answers changed. It's the same test, but the answers changed. Therefore, if you are not expanding your mind, if you are not improving yourself, if you are not learning, looking around and seeing what's going on, if you are not adapting to the changes, things that are happening, and we all know that change is always happening in life, is the one constant that we have is that things will change. So if you're not adopting the change and adapting to the change, times are going to pass you by, even when what you were doing was perfect a year ago, 3 years ago, 3 weeks ago, 10 minutes ago. If you're not making improvements daily and continuously, you will get left behind in your industry, by your friends, in your life. And the biggest problem to all of that is you won't even know that it happened until it's too late. That's the thing that happened in the music industry. They didn't realize what the wave was until they were just getting decimated and destroyed. Then they said, oh, okay. But it was too late. I mean, it wasn't too late for the music industry to exist. I mean, we still have music these days, right? But it was too late for them to make back the money that they had been losing. It was too late for them to move as fast as people were moving for several years. I mean, from, let's say, 2005 to about 2000. And whenever I signed up for Spotify, which is probably maybe 2013 or 2014, for almost 10 years, I did not buy any music. I'll admit it right here. I'm not admitting to downloading anything, just in case any law enforcement is listening. But I didn't buy any music for almost 10 years. Why? I didn't have to. There were other ways of getting it where I didn't have to buy the CD. I didn't have to go out and buy the album off iTunes or any of that. There were plenty of ways to acquire that music. And everybody who's listening to this knows exactly what I'm talking about. Now I paid, $9.99 a month for Apple Music or Tidal or Spotify, whichever streaming service you plan to have. I got Amazon Music because I got a Prime membership. But for many years, a lot of people weren't paying anything for music. There's some people who still don't pay anything for music because the music industry didn't adapt. They got left behind, and they didn't realize that was the problem until it was way too late, and they lost some people forever. Let's recap today's topic, which is tension relieving versus goal achieving. Number one, bottom 80% of people, they rarely read a book, take a course, learn new skills, or expand themselves in any way, because all they're doing is looking for ways to relieve the tension that comes with growing. So whether that's watching TV, going to a club, getting a drink, going to the bar, but all they're doing, we'll just say that they're falling behind unknowingly, because all they're doing is trying to relieve their tension, which they think is a good thing. They don't want to be stressed out. They don't want to be stretched tight all the time. They don't want to have to always be go, go, go. So they do things to relieve their tension, but they do it so habitually that they never do what the top 20% is doing. Point number two, which is always expanding, improving, learning, and adapting to change. This is not an easy thing to do, but these are all the things that will be required if you're to reach a goal. Just look at that list again and ask yourself, to reach a goal, well, I need to do these things. The answer will be an obvious yes. So number three, Albert Einstein gave the same test to two classes 2 years in a row, and his assistant asked, why would you get the same test twice? And Einstein told him, because the answers change. Things change. Whatever the answer was last year is not the same as the answer is this year. And if you are not constantly making improvements to yourself, doing goal-achieving activities, building goal-achieving habits, daily and continuously. Life is going to leave you behind. Your industry will leave you behind. Some of your friends will leave you behind because they're growing. They're doing goal achieving things. You are doing tension relieving things. And the biggest problem is you won't even know what the problem was until it's too late. So don't let it happen to you. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your mental workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. People like you who listen to the Work On Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with 3 takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.